I'm William Crooks for the Local Journalism Initiative. In this report, we'll hear from former Liberal MP Marie-Claude Bibeau, who has just been elected mayor of Sherbrooke. I spoke with her shortly after the results came in as she celebrated with family, volunteers, and supporters. You'll hear her reflections on the tone of the campaign, the differences between municipal and federal politics, and what she plans to tackle first as mayor. We'll also take a look at the results from other Eastern Townships races that rounded out an eventful election night across the region. When I reached Marie-Claude Bibeau on election night, she was celebrating at Le Ciboire on Depot Street in downtown Sherbrooke. The atmosphere was electric. Cheers, hugs, and applause as supporters crowded around the city's new mayor.
Feeling good, obviously. Well, I'm pleased, honored. I'm well surrounded by my family and my team and my volunteers tonight. So it's a great moment, a good feeling, obviously. It comes with a lot of responsibility, and I look forward to meet with the new city council and the municipal employees.
Bibeau's win capped a hard-fought campaign that drew strong contenders and high engagement from residents. Four main candidates, Bibeau, Vincent Boutin, Guillaume Brien, and Reyes Kibonge, competed for the mayor's chair, each presenting distinct ideas for Sherbrooke's future. The new mayor described the campaign as one of the most positive and respectful she's ever experienced in politics. She said she wanted to congratulate her opponents and all the candidates who ran for council seats. The tone of the campaign, she said, showed that Sherbrooke's political culture could remain constructive, even in competitive races.
And of course, I mean, I think Sherbrooke has been very lucky to have such a great campaign. For the mayor position, we were four serious candidates having different proposals for the municipality. We were debating with respect. So I think we were an example in terms of democracy, and I'm very proud of that, and I want to congratulate Raïs, Vincent, Guillaume, and all the candidates at the council's level as well.
After nearly a decade in Ottawa, where she served as Minister of Agriculture and Agri-Food, Bibeau said the switch to municipal politics was refreshing, a return to the issues that shape everyday life. She said that, at any level, campaigning means connecting with residents, listening to their concerns, their hopes, and their expectations, and learning their trust through genuine dialogue.
Well, we were having debates on issues that are closer to people. Obviously, municipal issues are closer to the life, the day-to-day life of citizens, if you compare with federal responsibility. Put aside maybe the agricultural world, which is very close to the real world. But beside that, it's probably the topics that we were having discussions about that made the big change. Well, when we talk about parks and, natural areas that we want to protect, when we talk about cycling paths, when we talk about water treatment plant, it is very, very close to basic needs. So this is different than talking about defense or international development. So I would say that was the biggest difference between the two, because besides that, going through an electoral campaign is about meeting with people, as many as possible, to get to listen to what they have to say, what is their preoccupations, hopes, try to, get their trust.
It's an inclusive approach from a leader who says she wants to govern collaboratively, focusing on practical results and shared goals rather than partisan politics.
Well, the first step for me will be to meet with each and every new city councilor, well, all of them, and get to know them more. I already know a few of them, but get to know them more, understand their interests, their expertise, their priorities.
Bebo said she's ready to roll up her sleeves immediately, balancing the new budget, meeting her team, and setting up priorities for Sherbrooke's development in the years ahead. At Le Ciboire, the energy was far from subdued. Supporters packed the room, cheering as results appeared on screens, and Bebo hugged well-wishers one after another. The celebration went on for hours, a mix of joy, relief, and pride for a campaign that many called one of Sherbrooke's most engaging in years. While the Sherbrooke mayoral race drew much of the attention, voters across the eastern townships also turned out in strong numbers to choose their municipal leaders, and the results painted a picture of both renewal and stability in local governance. In Sherbrooke's Lennoxville borough, Bertrand Burt Collins was elected borough president, securing 30.85% of the vote in what was one of the more closely watched local contests. Collins, who had campaigned on strengthening community engagement and improving local services, succeeds Claude Charron, who opted to run instead for a borough council seat. In that same borough, François-Frank Gilbert captured the Fairview district with 49.54% of the vote, defeating two opponents in a race that reflected steady voter confidence in his approach to neighborhood issues. Meanwhile, Claude Charron, who had previously served as borough president, won the Uplands district seat with a commanding 60.45%, returning to the council table with strong public backing. Further south, Jean-Pierre Berger emerged victorious in Stanstead Township, claiming the mayor's chair with 45.76% of the vote on a 48.65% turnout. His election marks a transition of leadership from outgoing Mayor Pierre Martineau, who had been acclaimed without opposition in 2021. Berger's campaign focused on rural infrastructure and intermunicipal cooperation, themes that resonated with local residents. In Brome Lake, a town known for its engaged electorate, Lee Patterson was elected mayor with 36.28% of the vote, edging out his competitors in a race that saw 53.4% voter turnout. Patterson's win reflects residents' desire for balanced development and environmental protection, two long-running priorities for the Lakeside community. Meanwhile, in North Hatley, voters decisively renewed their confidence in incumbent Marcella Davis Garish, who earned 64.99% of the vote on an impressive 68.5% turnout, one of the highest participation rates anywhere in the region. Davis Garish, who has served as mayor since 2021, ran on continuity and careful village-scale planning, an approach that clearly resonated with residents. Taken together, these results show the eastern townships in motion, some communities seeking new leadership, others choosing experienced hands to maintain steady progress. Across the region, the message from the voters was clear. They want pragmatic local government, leaders who listen, and decision-making rooted in community values. Marie-Claude Bibeau's election marks a significant moment for Sherbrooke, the arrival of a seasoned national politician ready to focus on local priorities. She enters office promising teamwork, open dialogue, and pragmatic solutions to the city's challenges, from infrastructure and environmental protection to fiscal responsibility. Across the eastern townships, new councils are beginning their mandates, each with their own tasks ahead. But Bebo's win in Sherbrooke stands out as a symbol of civic engagement and democratic respect. I'm William Crooks for the Local Journalism Initiative.